Good morning and welcome to day 14 of the Being Challenge here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott, and we're on our second day of looking at the second keystone habit, study Scripture. And in Pastor Zach's reflection today, he introduces us to the four R's of studying Scripture. That's not R, that's literally the letter R. And those four R's come from Rick Warren's 40 Days of Purpose, so maybe you're familiar with them. The first R is read it. Read the Bible. Have a plan to read it. Be intentional about reading it. There's all sorts of Bible reading plans. There's one, it's a little late now that Lent has already begun, but there's one plan that would allow you to read all four of the Gospels during the season of Lent if you read two chapters a day, beginning with Matthew. There are plans, Pastor Zach quotes, it says that if you were to read the Bible 15 minutes a day, you would read all of the Bible in 1 year. We have had a pastor who encouraged us to do that, to read the Bible in the course of a year. And as a way of encouragement, he said that if you miss a day, don't stop, don't be disappointed. Keep reading. He said, because if you hold your breath and miss a breath, do you just quit breathing? If you skip a meal, do you quit eating? Of course not. So even if you struggle to start such a habit, don't beat yourself up, but just jump back in and work to create that habit. The second R, so the first is read it. The second is research it. Research it, and Pastor Zach encourages us to ask questions about what we've read. My encouragement to you is that to get those questions answered is that first we begin by using the Bible to interpret the Bible. If you have a question about something that you read in the Bible, look for other places in the Bible that whatever your question is might be mentioned, it may answer your question. Rather than taking an outside source to interpret it, use the Bible where you can to interpret the Bible as a way of better understanding and having less other voices influencing your thinking about what you've read. And then if you're going to go outside of that, and certainly there's things that the Bible is not clear on in other ways that would be helpful, then I encourage you to use trusted voices, use a variety of voices, writers, and to read about your question and to research it so you aren't always just hearing one perspective, because there are numerous, countless biblical scholars writing volumes and volumes and volumes on biblical interpretation, and each of us needs to discern what they're saying as we work together to discern what the Bible is saying. The third of the R, so read it, research it, remember it. Pastor Zach encourages us to memorize those parts of Scripture that are most important to us. That's probably something for those of us who grew up Lutheran, which is not as common for us. I remember being encouraged and rewarded for memorizing the Lord's Prayer and the Apostles' Creed and the Ten Commandments. But then in confirmation, the only verse I remember actually being encouraged to memorize and maybe even required to memorize is Ephesians 2:8. For there is the core of the Lutheran theology about, you know, we are saved by grace through faith, not by works. And so I've remembered that all this time, and it certainly has impacted my understanding of who God is and how I receive God's love. But when you encounter something that's particularly meaningful to you, yeah, work to remember it. Jot it down, make a note of it so you can find it again. And the fourth is to reflect upon it. Reflect upon it. Pray about it. Think about it. You know, let it wash over you, inform you. Return to it. You know, so much of what we read and what we hear, we respond to quickly. But there is something about just sitting with Scripture, sitting and allowing God to continue to speak through this ancient text. But we know that God is still speaking by the power of the Holy Spirit, communicating to us through Scripture, revealing who God is and how much God loves each and every one of us. So the four R's of reading scripture: read it, research it, remember it, reflect on it. I hope those four R's are helpful for you as you're maybe trying to expand upon your reading habit. And if not, there are countless other methods out there, and maybe you'll find one that works or connects a little more with you. See you tomorrow for another Being Challenged video.